This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Very excited for this morning show. Joining us in the studio this morning are friends Melissa Martz from the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging and Claire Anderson from Innovations in Aging Collaborative to talk about some new and exciting programs that they're rolling out and resources here for the Colorado Springs community. Melissa, Claire, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome to Senior Talk.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So we're going to dive in here. We all have our face masks on, so we're doing the best that we can to record here as non-muffled as possible, I guess we'll say.
Right.
But for listeners who maybe not have heard, I know, Melissa, you haven't been on the show before. Claire, you have certainly in the past. For our listeners, what I'd like to do, just take a few moments, each of you, and share a little bit about your background and really what brought you to what it is that you do today.
So I have been on the show a few times, I think. I'm really excited to be back again. This is Claire, by the way. I've been with the Senior Resource Council for a few years prior to my current position at Innovations in Aging Collaborative. We at Innovations in Aging, we administer the Age-Friendly Colorado Springs Initiative on behalf of the city of Colorado Springs. So I think I've been here before to talk about Age-Friendly a little bit. But the Age-Friendly Initiative, if your listeners aren't aware, is the idea that we are wanting to create a city that is welcoming and open to people of all ages, all abilities, and all mobilities. It's a program of AARP and the World Health Organization. When we started the Age-Friendly Initiative in Colorado Springs, there were just a handful of cities that had become age-friendly. Now there's near 500 cities and counties across the country, that are age-friendly. It's really grown. And Colorado is an age-friendly state now as well. So lots of work that has happened over the past few years, I think, since I've been here to talk about age-friendly. But excited to be here today to share some more information about what we've been doing over those past years.
Absolutely. And how did the Innovations in Aging Collaborative start? I mean, I know initially you guys came out with the Aging in the Pikes Peak Region study,
right,
which is one that I still oftentimes reference here on the show about the massive and explosive growth of that senior population that we have here in the Pikes Peak region. Where have you gone since those early days, I guess?
Yeah, well, that's really what spurred us on to take on the Age-Friendly Initiative. I think that we've talked about this statistic before on the show, that the population of folks 65 and over in the Pikes Peak region is projected to grow by 179% by the year 2040. And the folks 85 and over projected to grow by 337% in that same time period. So just knowing that information and seeing those statistics and that kind of projected demographic change really made us go, okay, now is the time to take this on. Now is the time to prepare and make sure that we have the infrastructure and everything in place in our city to make sure we can serve this growing population of older adults.
And that's really the goal, is you say, okay, we've got this massively and rapidly aging population here. How can we build out that infrastructure? What do we have that's great and in place right now? Resources like the Area Agency on Aging.
Yep.
What are we lacking on? And how do we come together as a community to really make this a place for our seniors to thrive?
Exactly. And, you know, we try to take a look at all different areas of life. So transportation, housing, social participation, civic engagement, just a number of things to make sure that we are really kind of hitting all those areas and doing well in all those areas or improving where we've been missing the mark and where we really want to be able to serve our residents well.
Fantastic. And I want to make sure we get both organizations' contact information out several times here today. Claire, what's a good way for our listeners to reach out to you or to get in touch with the Innovations in Aging Collaborative and to learn more?
Sure. The best way is to visit our website, which is innovationsinaging.com. innovationsinaging.org. So innovationsinaging.org. And all our contact information is on there, and you'll also be able to find links to the original age-friendly report and action plan, our midway report, and some other kind of research reports that we've released over the past few years.
Fantastic. You're listening to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friends Claire Anderson with the Innovations in Aging Collaborative and Melissa Martz with the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging. I want to take some time here, Melissa, to learn a little bit about you and talk about the organization that you're with. And then we'll come back, and what we'll do is we'll talk about this exciting new kind of collaboration between your two groups and what it means for the community and the aging community here. So Melissa, share a little bit about your background. What brought you to doing what it is you do today?
Yeah, well, it's great to be here and happy to be talking about our wonderful work that we've been doing with Innovations in Aging together. A little bit about me. I have a background in nonprofit management. So I was a chief programs officer at Care and Share Food Bank, and then I was the executive director at the Women's Resource Agency. And at both of those jobs, one of the things that was a commonality was the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging. I found that we were constantly kind of interacting, sending referrals over, having people from the Area Agency on Aging coming to see us, whether it was Care and Share or whether it was the Women's Resource Agency. And so it was great to learn more about that organization over the years and see the types of services and supports they do. And so about a year and a half now, I had decided I wanted to get out of the executive director role and wanted to do more program development. And a program development job opened at the Area Agency on Aging. So I applied for it and got it. And really excited to be doing that work, which means that I am looking at gaps in services and supports for older adults in El Paso, Park, and Teller counties, and figuring out what can we do to meet those gaps. And age-friendly is a huge part of that. And we're always looking to say, gee, as people, you know, want to have access to the community in different ways, better ways, what can we be doing to help them do that? People need more support with Medicare and Medicaid. What can we be doing to bridge that gap? It just runs the gamut. And one of the first things that I did with the Area Agency on Aging was start a home sharing program. So we brought Sunshine Home Share from the Denver area here to Colorado Springs to help fill a gap in housing. And now we're just continuing to look at other areas that we can be helping and making a difference.
A very innovative approach, very collaborative approach as well. And the Area Agency on Aging is a phenomenal resource that we oftentimes direct folks to as well, especially the Family Caregiver Support Center there. And you just have a fantastic team in place. For our listeners who aren't familiar, so, you know, the Area Agency on Aging falls under what we call the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments. That's really a collaborative of kind of local municipalities that have come together to focus on some of these things that we're talking about. Area Agency on Aging, of course, is one of them. Why is it important to have a collaboration with local groups and local municipalities?
So, of course, the more we have people sitting around the table looking towards the future and planning together, the better those plans are going to be. And, you know, the beauty of having an Area Agency on Aging within a council of governments, you know, typically a council of governments, they're looking at, you know, road build out, they're looking at water and air resources. And to have an Area Agency on Aging be a part of conversations, not just in one county, but across three counties, we're better able to kind of look at leveraging resources, planning for, you know, long-term support. Because you're not just looking at trying to solve a problem in one city. You're looking at trying to solve the problem across a whole region. And then you're doing it in conjunction with conversations with local governments in those areas as well. So talking to folks in Rayma, talking to folks in Alma, talking to folks in Fairplay or Woodland Park. And so just kind of coming together with more minds around the table who can bring different outlooks, different solutions, different ideas. And so being part of that Council of Governments is just a real asset for better serving older adults in the whole area and getting them the resources they need.
You know, and typically those different geographic segments represent different demographic segments. So being able to look kind of outside the box at what might not be challenging for your community and be able to offer your guidance and assistance to those other communities as well, it's a valuable tool and something that's somewhat unique to our region as well, looking all over the country. It's not a common thing. Area Agency on Aging's are typically regional throughout the United States. Ours, again, is unique, where we are looking at kind of these outside-the-box approaches, and I think in collaboration with how do we build out this infrastructure for really allowing and setting up our aging population, young and old, to thrive and to be able to stay here where they are. I want you to highlight, Melissa, break down some of the different programs and services offered by the Area Agency on Aging.
Great. So you talked a little bit about the Family Caregiver Program, and I think that Kent has been a guest with you off and on over time. So folks, I think, are somewhat familiar with that program. But it is actually the program that really got me connected with the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging, because I had a grandmother who had broken her hip, and I was kind of her primary support person. And the Area Agency on Aging, Kent specifically, really helped us kind of figure some things out with my grandmother. The other thing, the other service that AAA offers is an ombudsman service. And ombudsmen are the folks that offer advocacy and communication and support between nursing home facilities, assisted living facilities, and the folks and the families who use those services. And so I also use the ombudsman service with my grandmother to help figure out ways to look at how do we find the right place for my grandmother to go live. And so the ombudsman helped me figure out those questions to ask. They definitely didn't tell me where I should go, but they helped me figure out a strategy to figure out where she could go. So that was a great resource. And then we have our SHIP counseling office, which is the state health insurance program. And so we have staff on board who are able to answer questions about Medicare and Medicaid. And it is completely non-biased. It's supported through the federal government. And so we are not advocating or selling any particular plans, but they are able to help people navigate that whole system. We have an information and assistance program. So people just call, which is, you know, what I did. I called the AAA and said, you know, I'm worried about my grandmother. And they said, what? And I told them how. And they said, here you go. And just help with all the answers to figure out how you can better support either your loved one who might be older or yourself, either way. And then I think one of the really important things that we do is we use Older American Act funds, around $6 million, to pay organizations in our community to actually provide services and supports. And so Silver Key contracts with us to provide transportation and the meal programs. We have Next Day Access. They contract with us to go in and build out assistive technology and support in the home so that people can stay in their home. We work with vision specialists who can bring, again, assistive technology and different tools into a person's home so that they can manage as they are losing their vision or have already lost their vision. So we contract with about 21 different organizations to do actual services in our three counties as well.
Fantastic. What a great collaboration, again, resource for all of us. And a lot of the senior services and programs that you mentioned, you know, are in many, many, many homes and serving many, many seniors here in the community. Melissa, let's get contact information out for the Area Agency on Aging. That way our listeners can reach out and learn more about the different programs and services.
Yeah, so we do have our website, and it's through the Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments, Area Agency on Aging. And so you can find us there. And then our phone number, you can call, you can ask for me if you want, or you can actually just, you know, talk about what you need, and then you'll get referred on to the right person. But our phone number is 471-2096. Again, 471-2096, area code 719.
Fantastic. And for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Senior Talk right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friends Claire and Melissa from the Area Agency on Aging and Innovations in Aging Collaborative in the studio baking this morning. For those of you listening maybe as a rerun in the wintertime, we're actually recording this in July. So it's very hot and the air conditioner is not on and we got our masks on, but we are trucking right along here to get you this valuable information. I want to dive into this next topic because this is really the exciting part about having you both on the show here today. So you have come together to really put together a new service and really information portal online. Let's talk about this project.
Yeah, so in the age-friendly plan that was created in 2016, there are a number of recommendations in that plan. And one of the most highly recommended action item was to create a portal for services and resources for older adults and their caregivers, or sort of a one-stop shop where an older adult or their caregiver or adult child could find all the resources and information that they need. And so it's our practice at Innovations in Aging to incubate a program that fills a gap or need in the community and then kind of pass that program off or provide a warm handoff to the right home, to the right organization where it can be sustainable ongoing. And so we worked with the Area Agency on Aging to help develop this portal. And we have found the right home, the perfect fit for the portal, and it will live with the Area Agency on Aging now for the future. But I think that this was something that the more than 100 community members and experts and professionals that wrote the age-friendly plan said was really, really important to them and something that they really wanted to see in our community.
Well, you know, and the Area Agency on Aging is well known and long known for putting out their annual Yellow Book, which is your information and assistance guide, which is somewhat of a directory for different resources. And I see this collaboration is really that next step into bringing it online. I mean, chances are maybe our 80-year-old seniors are still looking at the hard copy stuff, but a lot of times it's our adult children or grandchildren or friends that are trying to sift through the information that's out there. And rather than just listing, as a professional doing this 17 years, one of the most frustrating things is I'd go and I meet with a senior and they say, here's a list. And they pull out this, primitive, archaic list of here's 30 names and numbers in alphabetical order. And of course, nobody's willing to say the good, the bad, the ugly of what they've heard. So they just said, here's your list. Right. I did my part as a social worker, as a care manager, or as a discharge planner at the hospital and said, okay, good luck. Get what you need. They don't call. When they do, it's not easy to navigate. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that that's part of the concept of bringing this online to actually be a resource to inform, to make it simplified and easier to navigate.
Exactly. Yeah. And, the Yellow Book is such a wonderful resource. And we have many of those in our community, the Blue Book, the age-friendly businesses at the Better Business Bureau. There are so many great resources. But the feedback that we were getting was exactly that some of the resources that were available were not user-friendly. You'd have to kind of wade through a million listings and you'd get lost in those listings and hard to kind of find your way back or find exactly what you were looking for. So our hope was that we could create a website that was really comprehensive, really user-friendly, and would point individuals looking for information to the kind of right resource immediately for them. And then that would allow them to kind of do their research past that. So hopefully we're getting folks to the right place in a really easy, user-friendly way.
I'm going to ask you a loaded question and one that I would direct towards the answer of everybody, always. But who should be exploring, the different services and resources that are out there? And when should we begin our research in this? A lot of times I stress over and over, in addition to the statistics of the rapidly growing population, the downside of not planning ahead, not doing your research and educating yourself ahead of time, which only limits your options when that crisis moment comes. So who is this designed for?
Right. It really is designed for everyone.
Everybody always, right?
It really is. But you're absolutely right. We're all aging. We are all getting older, as much as we all want to try to, maybe stop that. But it's happening to all of us. And so it really is important to be prepared and to kind of know what resources are available should your parent or a friend or a family member or yourself, if you end up needing something. It is important to know kind of what's available for you to help you as you age. And so a good idea to take a look, even if you don't have someone, a loved one or someone in your life who is needing care or services, it's important to kind of know what's available and what's out there.
Fantastic. You're listening to Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. We have the Innovations in Aging Collaborative and the Pikes Peak Area Agency on Aging in the studio this morning talking about their brand new collaborative service and information portal. What is that website again?
The website for the portal is agefriendlypikespeak.org.
Agefriendlypikespeak.org. Fantastic. I'm going to ask a question. Both of you have been involved in the nonprofits and the different services in the community service realm here in Pikes Peak, a lot of it specific to aging. How have aging services here in the Pikes Peak region evolved over the past several years?
So this is Melissa. And I would say, I think part of what I see in terms of how they've been evolving is a real conversation across the board about how are we making sure that we are preparing for and setting up resources and a community that people will want to stay here and age and grow old and maybe die here. So those conversations are happening around housing. They're happening around transit. They're happening around walkable communities. And so we're not just, you know, saying, hey, what can we do to improve transit? It's, hey, what can we do to improve transit for older adults, as well as everyone else that might be using transit or might even think about using transit and haven't even done it yet? You know, what can we be doing around housing? And one of the examples of that is the really controversial but yet needs to be happening conversation around accessory dwelling units. And how do we create opportunities for people to have alternative types of housing in our community? And so there's been a lot of conversation around especially accessory dwelling units. And just having those discussions is, I think, a change and a move in the right direction. And then in terms of just services that are available to older adults, I think that we have a really strong, you know, Greg, you're an example of that, strong business owners who are really trying to rise to the level of providing the right services to people, person-centered, really being able to say, hey, this is the stuff that we can do for you guys so that you can help, you know, stay in your home. And then on the flip side of that, if it's time for them to make a move to an alternative place to live, whether it's a assisted living or a retirement community, there's lots of folks out there who are available to have those conversations and, you know, bring a lot more resources right to people's tables and talk to them about it and help them, you know, start making those transitions as well.
And this is Claire. And I, you know, I just was going to mention that when Innovations in Aging was started, it was way back in 2008, sort of informally, and then formally as a nonprofit in 2012. But one of the main reasons for bringing this group together was to sort of help break down the silos in the aging space in our community and help nonprofits, businesses, all the services that are you know, organizations that are serving seniors, kind of help bring everyone together and help everyone work together and collaborate to serve our seniors even better. And we've always actually been a really collaborative and great kind of senior community, but I think it has even improved over the last few years. And I think our community does a wonderful job of working together to make sure we're doing this really well, like Melissa mentioned.
And that collaborative approach is so critical and so important to have, you know, the old adage that it takes a village. It really does take a village. And, you know, I have seen improvements over the year. I recall a conversation that I had with elected officials, and I was standing in a room with some elected officials, and we were talking about aging, right? Aging in Colorado, servicing the senior population. And we all want to pretend that there's a cookie cutter approach to care. And the reality is we're dealing with people. There's no one size fits all. There's no magic answer for everybody. And that dialogue is so important. And we're talking about transportation programs and affordable housing for seniors and nutrition programs and, you know, all these very critical things. And I remember asking, well, what about long-term care? How are we going to pay for care? More so, how are we going to pay for care? Because mm-hmm. long-term care and the cost of it is something that is under-discussed. And the answer was, well, Greg, we're not having those conversations because there's not a solution. And yeah. I literally slapped myself in the head. I said, you got to be kidding me. We got to have the conversations. Otherwise, there will never be a solution. And that is what I've seen groups like both of yours, you know, initiating and kind of sparking and engaging all walks, from the nonprofit side to the service provider to the business owner to the care recipients themselves, to actually start discussing this type of stuff. Timely question here, but what challenges are you all seeing our aging population having during the 2020 coronavirus epidemic that we're all kind of pandemic rather that we're all experiencing?
So this is really an unprecedented time and has definitely been a challenge for all of us, but I think especially for our older adults. We are seeing a lot of older adults in our community experiencing depression and feelings of isolation and anxiety. But I think the good thing is that some of the folks in our community have said that more older adults are reaching out during this time too, and asking for help and finding resources and services that fit them and really trying to get the care that they need during this time. But, you know, I think it's important that if you know of an older adult, if you have an older adult in your life, reach out and see how they're feeling and see what they need. And even if you bring them a hamburger and fries or become a pen pal, something that's different, something that can kind of help them, feel better during this really, really bizarre time would be a great thing to do right now.
Reach out for resources and reach out for help. We are about out of time. Time goes by very quickly here on Senior Talk, but that just means we have a fun conversation.
Right.
But I want to make sure that we get both your organization's contact information out and, of course, that brand new resource and website. So, Claire, let's start with you on how can folks contact the Innovations on Aging Collaborative.
Yeah, so the best way is to visit our website. Innovationsinaging.org is our website. All the information that you need about us is on there. Again, you can find the age-friendly plan and some more research reports that we've published recently. The address for the portal is agefriendlypikespeak.org.
Fantastic. AgeFriendlyPikesPeak.org. Melissa, let's get that phone number out for the Area Agency on Aging and the host of services and resources you bring to our senior community here in El Paso County.
So our phone number, 719-471-2096. Again, 719-471-2096. And then, of course, we do have our Area Agency on Aging, website as well. So, and I do want to just throw one final comment in, if I can, as Claire talked about how important it is for people to reach out and that older adults right now during COVID are kind of reaching out themselves. And as part of the agefriendlypikespeak.org portal that we're doing, I actually have a volunteer who is actually working behind the scenes, and she's learning skills and technology to actually do some of the updates on that website. And so now she is engaged, she's involved, she's volunteering, she's not stuck at home by herself all the time, and she has a community of people that she's kind of working with. And so for people who are kind of finding themselves feeling isolated, as Claire said, you know, reach out. All of us should be reaching out too. But the portal itself actually has some links to some really great ways to get involved and find resources in the community that you didn't even know existed. So thrilled to just let everybody know that we have an older adult who's actually helping to maintain the website. And so we're really excited about that.
Fantastic. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.